Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah.
Dirty. With Dirties on the 30s.
I like it. Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all.
It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. Found out on Monday that Morgan Wallen was arrested over the weekend for throwing a chair off of Eric Church's new bar in downtown Nashville. It wasn't just like a story up. He was like six or seven stories up. He could have killed somebody.
He also could get 15 years for it.
So, anyway.
That's definitely going to happen.
I know, right?
He's absolutely going to see jail time.
Don't feel your sarcasm.
His lawyers aren't going to be good at all with the amount of money he has.
When these articles mention, if convicted, he could face up
That's
to...
That's a good headline,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, right.
Good headline to sell it. So now there are theories on what might have made him lose his mind, which to me make 100% sense. Not that he'll ever admit this. So he found out probably in those previous days leading up to that moment that his ex-fiance ended up eloping with her new man in her life. By the way, Morgan Wallen shares a son with his ex-fiance. And there is also pictures of the ex-fiance with her new husband, with Morgan's son in the pictures. And that is the theory, that he might have seen these pictures.
Makes sense.
He found the news. He had some drinks Saturday night and then had this breakdown, oh my God, moment. Like, what did I do? I've now lost my ex-fiance. Now this is not my life anymore. And obviously that song that we played at the beginning about his ex, or probably when they were fighting, whatever. But I'm like, that is a... You know, I know we like to drop our theories every now and then on, like, the behind the scenes, but I'm like, that makes 100% sense to me that he saw this, and then 2 days later, he released all these feelings.
Yeah.
Well, then you see that theory is from the Daily Mail, and you go,
I know, not a reliable source.
It's also on Yahoo Entertainment. It's on a lot of major brands. Brian, give me some credit over here.
I don't know. I saw Daily Mail. That was the source.
Just
so
because
like,
it was dailymail.co.uk doesn't mean it's not accurate, Brian.
You know, it's in situations like this, I like to drop the celebrity from the person and just look at them like a plain individual, because at the end of the day, we're all humans. This is how I know I don't like Morgan Wallen, is because the dude is 30 years old with a kid, and he's spending his nights drinking, throwing chairs off of a rooftop bar.
Yep.
That is the type of person I don't want to hang out with, and I think is a douchebag.
There you
go. Sorry for the language this morning, but I don't get the fandom of Morgan Wallen. Like his music, sure. But that dude, to me, is nothing but like a racist, drunk, child-abandoning weirdo.
There you go.
I don't like that guy.
Hot take. And on the other side of this, he's selling out stadiums like Taylor Swift is, which is also crazy to think about.
Well, he's just in Indianapolis, and all I saw on my Facebook feed was everybody loving on Morgan Wallen.
My niece went to Morgan Wallen.
You often say separate the artist from the music.
Absolutely.
You know, like James Brown could sell out a lot of anything.
100%.
He was a garbage human and did lots of terrible things to his wife. So,
people still love Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Terrible human
Chris
being.
Brown. Ugh.
Chris Brown.
Yes.
Awful human being.
I'd go ahead.
But people, there are a lot of people here that still fawn over Morgan Wallen. And Shelby, our old promotions director, was obsessed with him. And I thought, that's the dude?
I know.
That's the guy?
It makes no sense to me either.
It also says a lot when, there's something you did not mention that I'll throw in too. It also says a lot when you're the guy getting arrested and you also smile in your mugshot, which is what Morgan did.
Yeah, because the report is he was laughing and no remorse.
No remorse.
He threw the chair like 2 feet from an officer, three stories down.
No, it's all part of their brand. You know what? And now his brand's even bigger to connect to the country audience. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes. With over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews, handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the four Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com.